Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Sunshine came softly through my...
As Donovan brings us back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Rob Jollis, president of Jollis & Associates, Jollis.com, J-O-L-L-E-S.com. It's his website. I know it because I've been telling you about it for over 20 years. He's the author of all the books that are important on selling. Why People Don't Believe You is the last one, and there's just a whole bunch more, and they're absolutely as good as you can get on selling, on selling and making customers happy. Rob, thanks again for being here. We're talking about how do we deal with this shut-ins period we got during the coronavirus. And you were telling us in the previous segment, just be productive. And one of the ways to be productive at home is to build out your own home studio. And you were about to tell us some technical things. We had just talked about, you have one professional mic. We were just pointing out that the sound, folks, if the production value, if your voice, if the video is a little grainy, if the lighting isn't perfect, people will give you some slack on that. But the sound has to be professional. And I use the Samsung Bluetooth unit that I bought. I think it was $39, Rob. You use another one. There's a bunch of them out there, but get up. I like the Bluetooth because you can move around a little bit. Now, go with the other equipment.
Okay. Couple of things. First of all, if you can, think about actually hardwiring. In other words, taking an Ethernet cable, get right to your router with your system. Because that's going to keep you losing that signal with the client. All right. So we got a good signal. We got good audio. If you can give me just a couple more dollars, how about maybe max 120? Okay. But if you can give me a couple more dollars and let's do this professionally. Now we can light this studio a little bit.
Yeah.
And there's some really nice products online where we're not creating a photo studio. They'll clip right onto your desk to your light, to your right and your left. You'll be able to control that lighting. And so you're not talking in the dark or bleed it out, out.
Or you don't look like you had an accident with tanning in a bottle on your face or something.
Exactly. There's a dial for that, Jim.
Yeah,
there's
right.
a dial for that. So now we got a good look. And I also want you to look what's behind you. We don't want to show the client a whole big mess of papers and things like that. So Zoom actually has what's called a virtual background you can go to.
A green screen.
Exactly. It'll give you, and it lets you pick about four different pictures, and it'll let you download a picture. So you can take, there's actually a website called adtext.com. You could take a blank background, add that .com on it. Now you have that sitting behind you. Now we're hardwired. We got a good background. We got a good sound. You can get a Logitech camera for, $60-$70. And clip it on top, maybe improve that. Now we got all that looking for it.
Right.
Now let's make sure we look good.
Believe it or not, though, most of these laptop cameras are pretty darn good.
They are. Okay, so now we got our equipment right. Real fast, let me give you a couple of tips about the actual conversation. Our tendency is to look right at the screen, right at the eyes of the person we're talking to, which is wonderful, but guess what? We're not looking them in the eye.
That's right.
We're actually looking them below the eye. If you want to look them in the eye, and we don't have to outstare them, but I mean you want to make a point right to their eyes, you look at that camera.
Mm-hmm.
That's their eyes. Okay? So now we've got our delivery starts improving. If you want to work off a document, and why not? Maybe we need a resume or we need a marketing tool. Don't push it to the side. Put it right directly underneath that camera. So, again, it's a subtle look for notes. If you push it to the side so you can see the picture of the person, now it looks like you keep looking away for information.
Do you use a teleprompter?
I do not use a teleprompter.
Well, as you know, I do this live without anything but a few notes on what you're going to talk about. So I don't have any kind of prompting at all here on the show. But when I'm trying to get a message across in a certain period of time, I do work off of a text for that particular message on a video. And I found it, I use a teleprompter, and it keeps Jim Blasingame from wandering around off script. You know what I mean? It helps me get
perfect.
It to the... So teleprompters are handy.
Teleprompter's handy, but here's the good news for those of us who don't have a teleprompter. If your camera is centered on your screen and you put your document or your notes right on the center of your screen,
yep.
then that's our teleprompter. That's
right.
our junior teleprompter.
And that's
because
fine.
We don't have
the problem.
You know what I
mean? The only problem with paper is they do rustle. But now when I say teleprompter, I'm talking about a program that will roll on your screen. I'm talking about a teleprompter
uh-huh.
program that you can get.
Right.
And there's a bunch of
good.
Go
when
ahead.
I say a document
ahead,
on your screen, when I say document on your screen, I mean not a hard
I know.
Copy.
I know. I'm
mean a Word doc. Okay.
All
good.
Right.
Good.
Go
so
ahead.
So now we've stepped it up a little bit. Watch that your chair isn't squeaking. You know, and practice with Zoom. Zoom seems to be the winner right now in terms of what most businesses are using.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be very creative with your Zoom. You can let people chat with you on the side if you're doing a
mm-hmm.
for me, I do program deliveries. So
mm-hmm.
I've got 10, 20 people that are on this call, but they're chatting with me on the side. I can put them in small groups to work on exercises. There's so much creativity we can do with
and
Zoom
you can do sales calls this way because a lot of your customers are at home needing to keep certain things going, and they're going to be doing things whenever this is over. They got to keep their business rolling. You can still stay in touch with your people this way, can't you, Rob?
You sure can. And, Jim, if not – I'm sorry, when,
quickly.
Not if, this is over, we're going to – I think customers are going to actually prefer some communication this way.
There'll be more of this
than you
think.
That's one of the good news.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Even when we go back to work,
away.
Some people are not going to go right back.
They're
not going to trust you. Hey, Rob, thank you for being here. Awesome information. And thank you for 20 great years. Come back soon.
You bet. Let's all stay healthy and stay safe.
Rob Jollis, jollis.com, folks. Please check him out. His blarticle. Don't forget to check out his blarticle. You cannot live without his blarticle. You'll thank me later for telling you about it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.